Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight.
Some people call him a modern-day Frank Sinatra, bringing classics from the great American songbook to life. Michael Feinstein has become an ambassador to older and younger generations of early 20th century American standards by music legends like Irving Berlin, George Gershwin, and Cole Porter.
People can still relate to the emotions, the expressions of romance, the eloquence of the words. It's kind of like Shakespeare or Beethoven or Picasso. The music, it just survives.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
Feinstein says it's only natural that he loves this music.
This was the music that I grew up with. When I was a kid, this music was ubiquitous in the world. It was on television variety shows, on the radio, Muzak and elevators. So the music is not foreign to anybody of my generation and even many years younger. I started playing piano when I was 5 by ear. And it was the music that I first played on the piano.
Feinstein says while he didn't mind the piano lessons, he apparently didn't need them.
I did not read music, and I had a very good ear. And so the teacher would play the lesson before putting the music down. I would just copy what she played, and I wasn't reading the music. And she didn't know that until about a couple months in. And one day she put the music in front of me before she played it. And she said, play this. And I said, I can't. And she said, why not? I said, I can't read it. And I went to my mother, who was waiting in the hall. And she said, Mrs. Feinstein, do you realize that your son is playing by ear? As if it was the dirtiest thing. And she said, well, yes, I knew that, didn't you? And she said, no. From that point, I started playing exclusively by ear and quit the lessons and taught myself.
Feinstein admits he never thought of music as a career. He says it just sort of happened.
I just played the music, and when I was in my teens, somebody offered me money to play for a wedding, and then I got an offer to play in a restaurant, and then out of high school I got a job offer to play in a piano bar. And so I was working playing this music from those early years, so it just literally happened around me. I didn't go to college, and it turned into a career.
But when he was in his 20s, he got what amounted to the opportunity of a lifetime. It was a job working with some legendary great American songbook music.
I worked for Ira Gershwin, who was the brother of the composer George Gershwin. George Gershwin died in 1937 at the age of 38, and of course was the composer of Rhapsody in Blue and Porgy and Bess and American in Paris. Great songs like I Got Rhythm, Someone to Watch Over Me, Embrace All You. And Ira, George's brother, lived to be 86 years old, so I intersected with Mr. Gershwin when I was 20 and he was 80, and I spent 6 years taking care of his archive of Gershwin artifacts and memorabilia, and that was my college education.
By the 1980s, Feinstein was a regular on the club circuit and recorded his first albums. He's been busy ever since with shows and specials on NPR and PBS and his own nightclubs. He's principal conductor for the Pasadena Pops.
It's putting the songs in a context that makes them more resonant. The music is very entertaining, and to hear the eloquence of the harmonic structure and the turn of phrase, the wit, people are very entertained.
Even though you don't hear Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett, or others from the Great American Songbook on radio very often anymore, Feinstein says younger audiences are still finding it.
They discover it from the internet, from their parents, from seeing a movie. I think the music will survive because it has survived to this point, and with technology, there is more possibility of access to this music like anything else. It has quality, and it is timeless.
Feinstein is bringing his music to the 2017 Ventura Music Festival this weekend. The event at 7 p.m. Sunday at the Oxnard Performing Arts Center is called Stories and Songs from the Great American Songbook. Lance Sirosco, KCLU News.
When they begin, the begin.